Hello and welcome to the Human Condition Podcast on Resilience Radio. I'm Lee Hatcher. I'm in conversation with Lynn Worsley, clinical psychologist and director of the Resilience Centre, kicking off our three-part series of conversations on forgiveness, such a tricky part of the human condition, yet so much a part of healthy relationships, fixing lots of stuff, yet often it's all so hard. But Lynn has a wealth of wisdom and experience.
At the Resilience Centre, Lee, we often see people who've been in abusive situations or who've been victims of a traumatic event or a car accident or some sort of accident. And we've also seen several people who've been abused as children. And there are countless tragedies exposed by the uncovering of sexual abuse of children in care and in organised churches that we've had from the Royal Commission. So we see many people at the Resilience Centre who are victims of these terrible, horrible crimes. But we're both inspired and challenged in these situations as therapists.
Sure.
So I've been pondering how I work as a therapist to help these people in the situations. And it sort of boils down to helping a person move to a place of letting go. And it sounds really colloquial, but I actually think letting go looks a little bit more like a forgiveness form of from a psychological perspective.
Yes.
So I thought I'd talk to you about the process involved in that forgiveness or letting go process.
Yeah.
And also another reason I'm interested in the subject from a psychological perspective is that in the studies on resilience, it's been found that adults who appear to be more resilient than others, they show characteristics of forgiveness.
It's interesting. So tell us a bit about, say, the process involved in forgiveness, Lynn.
Sonia Lubomirsky wrote The How of Happiness, and she has a chapter on forgiveness. And in one section entitled Learning to Forgive, Lubomirsky emphasises that forgiveness is something that you do for yourself and not for the person that's wronged you.
That's a really challenging and different kind of perspective.
Yes, but the true benefit of forgiveness lies in what it does for ourselves. A potential punishment of not forgiving is the imprisonment in your own anger or your own unforgiveness. This is even weightier than when the perpetrators might receive. So Sonia relays a story about former President Bill Clinton when he was asked, he asked Nelson Mandela how he was able to bring himself to forgive his jailers. And Mandela responded, "When I walked out of the gate, I knew that if I continued to hate these people, I was still in prison." So forgiveness seems to be a necessity, not a choice. If one is to move towards forward in life, free, weightless and resilient, it has to be a choice. It's been found that forgiveness can be used as an emotional-focused coping strategy to reduce a stressful reaction for something that's done to us. And there's also other studies found that there's a statistically significant correlation between forgiveness and resilience.
Okay, so all that sounds neat and good old Mandela.
Yep.
I mean, how do you do that? What can we do to help us with forgiveness and build perhaps our resilience? How can we use the forgiveness maybe to help us get through a traumatic or perhaps a hurtful event?
Okay, I like to think of the process of forgiveness in a really simplistic way. So if forgiveness is not for the other person, but for those who forgive, we need to look at the energy process. So every action has an equal and opposite reaction. It's natural for us to react to anything in a psychological way. So if someone does something wrong to you, you have a reaction to that which is equal to what has been done to you. This reaction can come in many forms. You can be a victim where you feel wronged and helpless and depressed, or you can react like a survivor and have indignation and anger.
Yeah.
So both of these reactions not only equal the trauma or the hurtful event, but they double the pain and the effect of those traumatized. So often these reactions show up in failed relationships, physical illnesses, poor concentration at school and university, substance abuse, unemployment, and some poor self-care.
How costly. I must say I've never heard of this reaction to the trauma or hurt as an equal reaction of hurt or anger.
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
There is another action that we could have. If you have to have an action that equals the trauma, you can have another action, and that is to be actually proactive in response to the trauma. Now, that takes a fair bit. Mm. So forgiveness is not to do nothing. It's not to say, oh, let's just walk away
and
do
nothing. Doormat.
No. Because that would end up eventually being a victim or a survivor or just, like you say, a doormat. But to be proactive is to respond to the trauma in a direction that's more helpful for everyone. Proactive is taking the steps towards a more positive future, regardless of the hurts inside of you. A proactive reaction, sometimes doing the opposite to what you feel like doing, it can change the event to go into another direction, or it can channel the energy towards a different goal.
See, this sounds like we're letting the perpetrator get away with what they've done. And I keep thinking of the doormat thing. It doesn't seem fair. How can it be helpful if perhaps we're letting people get away with these things?
On the surface, it's neither seeking revenge nor being a doormat. However, by being proactive with your reaction, it channels the energy back to where it belongs. That's to the person who caused the trauma in the first place.
Yeah.
It may actually enable the perpetrator to face the consequences of their crime. A proactive response is actually the opposite reaction to what is expected and what's justified, or what is actually natural to us. We're justified to be in a hurtful place, and we're expected to react, retaliate, or have revenge.
Yes.
But the opposite is to be proactive towards a more helpful place.
You're listening to the Human Condition podcast. I'm in conversation with Lynn Worsley on forgiveness. So does all this mean we just have to cop whatever is served up to us? Take it all on the chin?
It's not as just to lie down and take the abuse or to accept the punishment, because that's undeserved. But it's rather to do something that does not involve a reaction. So to make it simple, it might be just to ask, how would you be if the trauma didn't affect you? Or how would you be if the trauma never occurred in the first place? What would you be like, and how would you respond if you were that person again?
It's a tricky mind game, though, because that hurt has happened.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's why we say, how would you be? We know that we can't take the hurt away, but it's nice to have another perspective that would be different. It sort of leads to a more, I guess, gives you more information about what you would do if you weren't weighed down by the trauma.
You've got options.
Yeah, and sometimes I ask the question in therapy, what would you do if you weren't afraid? Or what would you do if it didn't affect you? Or how would you be if this had never happened? And then that I elicit the information they give me. And that gives me a bit more of an idea of that person and who they are without the problem.
Okay.
It was interesting. One really brave woman who'd been through so much trauma, I was with her as she was dying.
Wow.
And she said, God isn't as interested in what has happened to you, but who you are in the middle of it. So I think the who I am, or who we are in reaction to really awful crimes that are done, is probably the most important thing in this process.
What an incredibly wise woman.
Ooh,
and
amazing.
Strong.
Very.
So you're saying that forgiveness is basically this, to act as if it didn't happen. Maybe that's just being helpless or naive.
Yes, it sounds like putting your head in the sand.
Yeah, that's right. Don't want to know.
So no, it's not that. It's not to be helpless or to be like a doormat or put your head in the sand.
Yep.
It's actually so proactive that you set up a set of behaviours which are likely to make you feel less affected by the trauma and clearer about your reaction, and also maybe help you stop having the trauma affect you.
Okay.
It might even help you to move the situation to a place of healing and help the other person to perhaps learn.
That'd be good.
It might mean that the person causing the situation feels the consequences of their action, and they've got the opportunity to own what's happening. It's not revenge or payback, but might be a proactive response that shows perhaps self-respect for yourself and for them.
Yes.
So, for example, you know, a person who rides the train for free, they get a fine. Yeah. It's just like the woman who's being abused by her husband. She decides to leave the marriage and bars him from the benefits of the relationship by walking away. If we don't impose the costs that will stop the perpetrator from hurting again, they will keep going.
Yeah. So are you saying that forgiveness here is not perhaps letting someone get away with the abusive behaviour, but letting them have, in some ways, a self-respect to own their behaviour?
Yes.
Is that the guarantee that they're going to do that, though?
No.
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 Okay.
And oftentimes somebody who's doing the abuse has never been given the self-respect to own their behaviour.
Yes.
And so they keep doing it. But at least it doesn't stay on our shoulders when we're being abused.
Yeah.
So forgiveness is not to be the victim of another's behaviour and feeling helpless in reaction to them. You know, if we're helpless, that sort of means that we enable the bad behaviour to continue. But forgiveness is rather a proactive response from someone with self-respect.
Okay. So I'm a bit not sure here whether forgiveness is actually about letting things go or about doing things in response to another's hurt towards you.
Well, it actually might be both.
Yeah, okay.
And one might lean to the other, or it might be either. It depends on the action which will enable the trauma or the hurt to have the least effect on you. So the answer often lies in the question, what would you do if you were not afraid or if the trauma didn't affect you? And that question elicits a different response in every single person I've worked with.
I'm sure, because it does give you more options.
Yes, it takes that load off the off your shoulders so you can actually have a better look at things. And the perpetrator doesn't have any control over your response then.
No.
And so it's very powerful. I really love that question because it gives me the insight into the person in front of me, and I can see who they are and what they're like, and I get to know them after I've had that question. And such a profound question for me, to because I can then work in tandem with them in how we're going to manage the reactions that come up from the trauma.
Yeah. You've had a wealth of experience, especially over the last couple of years, in dealing with this issue.
Yes.
How do you see people responding? Is it presenting them with a practical way forward? Are you seeing, I expect, lives transformed when they start to get this?
How I see them responding is quite often they don't like the action of letting go. Because it feels like they're letting the perpetrator get away with things. But when they actually start looking at what's happened in their life and how their life has changed because of the trauma, the letting go means letting go of those effects.
Yes.
So the alcoholism, overeating, maybe anorexia, maybe excessive smoking, all of those things which people do to cover up and try to cope with the trauma.
And all the stuff in their mind.
The stuff in their mind. And when you actually ask the question, if you weren't affected, what would you do? They answer with a whole lot of different things. And if you say, well, what if your head was on your shoulders of being not affected, how would you respond to this perpetrator? And it's a very different response. It's more like, I'm okay. But they're not okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it's okay.
Yeah. You do have a wealth of experience in all of this, and I'm so grateful that you're up for not only this conversation, but a series of three conversations on forgiveness. We'll look forward to joining you next time, Lynn Worsley. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lee.
You've been listening to the Human Condition Podcast. I'm Lee Hatcher. In our next conversation on forgiveness, we get practical and take on the tough stuff that we might have to get our heads around to truly forgive. Also, head to the Resilience Centre website for an inspiring range of our other podcasts and so many other great resources. www.theresiliencecentre.com.au